Hello, I'm Dan Pope, and I am Stephen Pope's father. I have a long history of being involved in broadcasting. For the last 38 years, I've been a television meteorologist. I worked at the Weather Channel for some time, and also in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in Oregon a couple of times, and here in Salt Lake City for the last 25 years. In the meantime, I've been watching my son Stephen as he's gone through many, many different fields of experience. E-commerce as a manager, and ultimately he started building his businesses through Amazon on the side. And I didn't really understand exactly what he was doing. I knew that he was onto something though, because all of a sudden he began to make money. In fact, he was making so much money that he was able to, let's say, some friends of his said, "Hey, can you do the same thing for me? I have a business and I'd love to be able to do what you're doing. And can you show me how to do it?" Well, Stephen's always been the kind of guy that would share things, and even through my experiences with him as a child, as he was growing up, he loved to share his talents of basketball and camping and hiking and playing chess. I taught him how to play chess when he was about 8 or 9, and the last time I have been able to beat him was when he was 12. It's been a long time. The only way I would beat him now is if he made a terrible mistake. We used to go play basketball together up at the university. We'd play with the university students. I had a group that I played basketball with, and I'd invite him up, and so we began to really enjoy playing basketball together. We also took a big trip to Alaska and spent nearly 3 weeks. I had a friend up there who had a float plane, and he took Stephen and I all the way up to Beluga Lake, I believe it was called. And we also went to the Kenai River, and both of us caught 2 large salmon. They're silver salmon. I even caught a king salmon. But it was that trip where we began to bond, and we've bonded and been able to be good friends for many, many years, more than just a father-son relationship. So back to Amazon. He's always willing to share his interests in Amazon and his excitement. So he brought on a few, let's say, clients on the side, because he was already working for e-commerce in lots of different areas, like gold and silver, as well as working in maternity and mother's wear, those kinds of things. He had some good experiences learning how to sell lights on lights.com. He had a lot of good ideas. But at the same time, he had more and more people coming and saying, "Can you show me how you're making money on Amazon?" All at once, he was making more on Amazon than he was in his job. So he decided, "I'm going to take my Amazon career and create an Amazon agency." Now, he started doing Amazon about 8 years ago, and the agency idea was 3 years ago, a little more than 3 years ago. And he was able to take the idea and bring it into reality, though it took him a while to get started. He hired his first employee shortly after beginning the Amazon process, and he started his first client within a day. And that client is still with us today. So that's a testament to how good Stephen is at working. But the company hadn't officially been started, obviously, at that time. Now, last summer when I visited with him, I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. That's where I finished up my career as a television meteorologist. But last year when I met with him in Atlanta, he had 20 to 25 employees. Since then, with the COVID and with Amazon growing, with many companies adding the Amazon business to their many multi e-commerce sites, Amazon has been growing, and Prime has grown 83% since the first of COVID until the end of last year. It's still growing today. That means Prime membership, people paying $119 per year to have the privilege to go to Amazon and shop and find deals. Well, that has grown, and so a lot of companies have been coming to Amazon. And we have been there. I say we now because Stephen said to me after I retired from my job as a TV meteorologist, he said, "Why don't you come and work for me?" I thought it over, and yeah, I'm pretty good with computers. I know how to sell. And all of a sudden, we started working together again. Although I'm still in Salt Lake City, I've been working from home for quite a while now, doing work for Stephen. I'm now his sales manager. So I'm excited to be his sales manager, working all of these deals and finding how many people are interested in our services. Guess how many people we have working for us now? Can you guess? Do you have any idea? Well, you won't believe, but it's true. We have 75, we just added 7 more, 82 employees now working for us here at My Amazon Guy. So really good progress between last year and this year. We've more than tripled in size. So it's been kind of a fun, a little bit of a rocky road for me learning everything about Amazon, but I've gone in headfirst, not afraid to learn. I love learning and I love being able to work with people, and I especially enjoy working with people like you who might become one of our clients someday. Maybe you'll want to learn a little bit more about how we can do our PPC for you, or maybe a full service, maybe just A+ content. I'm the guy that everything goes through now. Steven's off doing bigger deals and doing better things. He's still selling, but most of the sales come through myself and through my assistant, Percy Mayor. Both of us work together every day, helping each of you find all kinds of things that can make your business grow faster, make your sales grow faster. That's what we do. Well, I have something that I want to read here, so I'm going to put my glasses on. Just want to let you know that Steven's videos on YouTube, well, there are over 600 of them. If you have had a chance to see some of them, you can go in and find them just about any day, any way, and you can watch them and learn. So if you want to jump on a call with me to hire my son's agency, just go to myamazonguy.com and contact us. I'll reply personally. Have a great day, and I'll see you a little bit later.